a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. My heavens, it has been a while since we've done the full two-hour program, but here we are watching live NBA basketball unfold before our eyes here in the studio. And when I say us, I mean just me in the studio. Scott, of course, at the KSL Draper Annex.
I'm watching.
Well, Scott's watching. That's why it's like some people stare at the same moon and say, hey, we're looking at the same moon, man. Good thing we're still in love. Scott and I do the same thing with sports. We watch the same games. The Jazz are tipping off after this Pelicans and Grizzlies game ends here on ESPN. And then we're going to, of course, bring you those score updates throughout. But there are so many things that have been going on across the world of sports, not the least of which we're going to kick off the show here with our 7:05 cut. It has to do with college football.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made the cut.
7:05 cut. My heavens, Scott Mitchell, we haven't done this in a while. 8:05 cut. We're all about it. But the 7:05 cut, we've been all over that. Yeah. So many things going on, and I want to start with this, and that is that this evening we're hearing reports of what the Big 12 is going to do for college football this college football season, whether or not they're going to do the 9-game, only have the their conference-only schedule, a possibility of a plus one, or the crazy idea of having BYU be invited for this short term. That probably is not going to be happening, but we are likely, and we're hearing a lot of rumblings as to what is going on, but nothing confirmed yet about the Big 12, but it looks likely that they're going to go to a 9-game plus one format, which also benefits BYU, I think, because now you have the ACC and you have the Big 12. I'm not sure how excited the ACC would be about scheduling BYU, but I think that BYU has enough relationships with teams in the Big 12 to make that happen. And that's not even the craziest of all the stories. We'll get to that in just a moment here, but that was just happening right now. But, Scott, I want to know your feelings on the Pac-12 and the letter that was written by a large number of Pac-12. We're being told a large number of Pac-12 team participants from multiple teams, some players from the Utes, some players. I don't know if it's been confirmed that there are players from every team yet, but we're finding out more and more. And the demands that they're making going forward, and that some of these players say that they will opt out, that they will opt out of the season if some of these demands are being met. These things are from financial to medical to insurance and all these things. Are these just a bunch of spoiled, bratty athletes, or is this time for us to wake up and start playing the players?
Yeah, it's not an issue of the players. Yeah, it's not an issue of spoiled players. It's really a culture that is kind of speaking up and speaking out. And I don't know if it's because of this COVID virus and that everyone's been locked down and locked up, and And I'm not sure what it is, but it's, you know, I think of the era that I went to school, or even as recent as just a few years ago, and you just wouldn't see the players do this. It's really hard when you're a college student to be able to organize. You're not there long enough. You know, most guys are only there 4 or 5 years, and you move on. And it's hard because you don't – if you're a good player – in college, you have leverage, right? Because you have value. And so it's hard to determine who the good players are and who the good players aren't. And I've just been impressed with the fact that these players are bold enough to do this, but also organized enough. And initially when I saw this morning, I'm like, you guys are off your rocker. Like, this is crazy talk. This is not going to happen. These colleges, these conferences are going to say, fine, go. Because okay, if you're a really good player in the Pac-12 and you go, I'm just sitting out, and they say, fine, sit out. And then they go, well, we'll go to another school. And you're just like, well, you're going to go to where? The SEC, where they already have really good players, and you're still not going to get your demands met. I mean, I don't know how much leverage they ultimately have, but I will say that I believe a lot of things they're saying make a lot of sense.
Well,
some of them are crazy, but there's a lot of it that makes sense.
Okay, so let's talk about – let's get the crazy out of the way first. One of the ones that were proposed in there were –
that's an easy one.
It's the money situation.
Half the revenue.
Half of the football revenue.
No.
The problem is that in the same letter that they've asked for half of the revenue to be shared among players across – and here's the thing is that you and I have agreed on a lot of these points where you're going, you know, there's probably been way too much – I mean, these college coaches and the administrators, all these guys, and the advertisers are getting paid so much money on top of just dollars, on top of millions of dollars. The salaries are ridiculous, and they're asking for pay cuts for those guys. Good luck. But they're also asking.
But let's talk about that real quick.
But we know that's it's insane to think that that these guys, you know, get paid nothing compared to the $9 million salary that Nick Saban gets, for example.
But here's the thing. When you're in college football in particular, a good coach is so valuable. It means
but
everything.
Why are they valuable?
Because
they make recognition happen for the university.
Well, they make recognition because they do an amazing job, and they're hard to find. Just look at Alabama, okay? And I'm not a big Nick Saban fan. I've never been, but he's a really good coach. There have been a lot of coaches that have gone to Alabama and not done very well. And you look at Alabama now and you just go, this is a juggernaut. Look at Pete Carroll when he went to USC. Like, he instantly changed USC.
Right.
And they had a lot of big name. They had a lot of supposedly – and it's a bigger asset. It's more valuable in college football having a really good coach than like the pros. The pros – at the pro level, the player drives everything. In the NFL, as far and they get paid, but part of it
that's why they're able to come to the negotiating table and actually have demands that can be met, right?
And that's why you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to get $500 million.
I call it a half a billion. I mean, I don't know. I mean, potato, potato, but you know, $500 million.
And so you're not in college long enough. You don't have, you know, a college football player does not make. Yes, there's value, and yes, there. But you're not getting half the revenue, and a good coach is worth it. I mean, they are really worth it.
Larry Scott, I don't know so much, but a good coach, sure.
Yeah.
But let me. So, is the Pac-12 one of the things that caught me right off the bat was they feel like this one made sense a little bit more sense to me. It says we're being asked to play college football in a pandemic in a system without enforced health and safety standards. Without transparency about COVID-19 cases on our teams, and to risk ourselves, our families, and our communities, I do think that these players are being told, "Hey, and what are we saying?" And we're kind of saying it too, right? Where we go, "Hey, this is listen, let's start playing some football again, okay? Because college football, we kind of need you so we can feel like we're getting back to normal." And then we sort of go, "Yeah, I mean, you guys can figure it out. You're young, right?" We sort of ended at that, and it is insane to think that we're asking these guys. And it's different. The NBA players, they can say, I'm opting out. I'm going to take a $500,000 salary, and I'm going to sit out the rest of this year instead of my $5 million salary. And that's a calculated risk there. But in the end, these college football players – The NCAA does not do right by them hardly ever when it comes to transferring, when it comes to extra years of eligibility and things like that. And certainly, one of the things I thought that made the most sense in this was the health care, that 6 years after their final year of athletics that they get some portion of their health care costs paid for. I could tell you with a brother who played college football and knew that he was not an NFL guy, but he played all 4 years at a linebacker position. He was hurt afterward. He had shoulder surgery. He had back surgery. Every person who walks away from the game and finally gets to quote-unquote real life, I think it is important to help these guys out and girls out who are in college and get hurt playing these sports in the name of giving their university some exposure. And I don't think that the scholarship is enough at the moment while they're there during school.
No. And I think these players are pretty savvy, actually. I think they've put some of these demands in there. They go, we know these are outrageous. We know these are not going to happen. But we're going to shoot for the moon and then use some of these crazy topics to, you know, like half the revenue. That's not gonna, and you're not going to reduce the salaries of these coaches. It's just, and that's going to be a hard thing to negotiate. But what they'll use it as is leverage for what you're talking about, is to get maybe some health care after they're done, maybe some image and likeness money while they're there, and maybe a chance to come back or to transfer, or some of these, you know, reasonable requests, I think, can become a reality. And I think that's what they ultimately want. But I'm just telling you, I'm super impressed that they're organized enough to ask these questions and make these demands.
If you're impressed now, wait till you hear Larry Scott's statement on it. The guy is just so impressive, the commissioner of the Pac-12. Well, read his part of what he had to say about this and the response to the letter that came today. And also, Sean O'Connell, OC, is going to join us. SiriusXM host for the Pac-12 Today show and also KSLSports.com contributor. He's going to join us. He's going to talk the letter. He did a full breakdown on KSLSports.com. Join us right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Jazz and Lakers about to tip off. We'll have those scoring updates for you throughout the night as well. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.